Real-life superhero is someone that adopts their own costume persona in a superhero motif, and they take on a wide range of different missions. Some of them do charity or humanitarian type things, and some of them actually try to fight crime, which is a little bit hair-raising. The first time I read about them was in 2009, and I was like, if there's a local guy here in Milwaukee, I definitely want to meet him. And I found The Watchman, and I set up this late-night meeting with him in a city park. And then I saw him walking through the park in his superhero gear, and I was amazed. I was like, wow, this guy is actually real. He wears a red rubber cowl. He has some red leather gloves. He has a shirt, and he has different shirts depending on the weather. It's kind of a unique Wisconsin concern for superheroes. So he's wearing a thick sweatshirt with his Watchman logo on the chest, and a trench coat and army boots and army pants. And that's his signature Watchman look. Some of them are pretty open about who they are, and some of them are very protective of their identity. And they have a variety of reasons for that. Some of them say they don't want criminals to know their secret identity. And some of them, I think, just are concerned they don't want their coworkers to know that they have this unusual hobby. So real-life superheroes have this term called coming out of the phone booth. And that's when they reveal to other people that they're a real-life superhero, to mixed results. Sometimes it goes well, and sometimes it really doesn't. The Watchman's approach compared to other real-life superheroes I've met is pretty mellow and sensible. He does a patrol, but it's more like a costume neighborhood watch type thing, where he's looking to observe and report more than he's trying to swing in and try to beat up bad guys. He also does a lot of things, like he does an annual Christmas charity where he uses his flashy appearance to kind of draw attention to a toy drive. As time went on, I ended up joining him on patrol several times, and a cool thing was I got to see him inspire other people to join him, and soon he wasn't the only guy here in Milwaukee and was rolling with a team of four or five other guys. The name of the local team is the Challengers, and it also includes Blackbird, Crimson Crusader, Charade, Night Vision, and then Electron actually lives in La Crosse. They go out by themselves or with whoever's available, and sometimes when they can coordinate their schedules, which I found is actually just as difficult for real-life superheroes as it is for normal people, when they can coordinate it, they roll as a team, and it's quite a sight, actually, to see all of them walking down the street together.